You're listening to SBS News.
The full scale of destruction caused by this year's horrific bushfires has been revealed. 1,870 homes have burned down in New South Wales alone. 255 houses have been destroyed or damaged across Victoria, and 161 homes are gone in South Australia. About 48 homes have been lost in Queensland and at least two in Tasmania. Justin Cam and his wife Helena Wong are among the 2,300 Australian families who are now faced with the choice to rebuild or move.
Even though you've got all these multi-billion dollar pledges, it's kind of hard to see where that money is actually going to go, considering the scale of what's happened across the country. I think I saw somewhere that they did some sort of sums with that. It works out to maybe $800,000 per community that's been affected.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her state share of the $2 billion set aside by the federal government will go directly towards people and businesses who've lost everything. In addition, $1 billion of state money will be spent repairing infrastructure. Alongside government pledges are millions in private donations. Mining billionaire Andrew Forrest pledged $70 million to a bushfire recovery package. $20 million will be spent on immediate recovery and support, including a 1,200-person volunteer army, which will be deployed to the fire zones to assist with rebuilding. A further $50 million will be spent on a national blueprint, which will look at new ways to mitigate the threat of fires.
We'll be asking grief-stricken communities to lift their sights above and beyond the tragedy and imagine what may be for their communities.
But it's not just bricks and mortar that need to be repaired. Experts say memories of the fire and the destruction left in its wake will be carried by communities for years to come. Associate Professor Lisa Gibbs studied communities devastated by the Black Saturday fires. 10 years on, she's just been back.
26% of the community at 3 years who were showing symptoms of diagnosable mental illness. And at 5 years, that was still elevated above 20%. I just had a quick glance at our figures from 10 years and it seems to have plateaued from there. So really there's a long tail from these events.
She says people who stayed in the community fared similar to those who decided to move on.
The ones who stayed in community had the benefit of those social connections that they could draw on, and there was really a shared processing of what had been experienced that was quite helpful. But at the same time, they had to deal with all of the disruptions that came afterwards and the visibility of the destruction and the challenges of trying to get things back on track. Whereas those who chose to leave, they were able to step away from all of that and live in a clean home and an unaffected community. But they'd lost those deep community connections and they had to rebuild those.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.